Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design, the Dr. C podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, or simply Dr. C. Tune in every 2 to 5 weeks, every Monday, as we explore the unique journeys of entrepreneurs. Our podcast sheds light on the paths entrepreneurs have taken in their respective industries. Each episode, we dive into the stories of entrepreneurs, their challenges, triumphs, and the insights gained along their journey. We believe in the power of innovation, resilience, and the entrepreneurial spirit that drives success. Together, we'll learn from a diverse array of entrepreneurs united by their passion for making a difference. Now is the time to unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship. Now is the time to be inspired, to learn, and to craft your own path to success. Join me, Dr. C, as we embark on this journey together. I have a dream to become an entrepreneur. Across the globe and diverse industries, I've gathered invaluable insights from countless entrepreneurs. Three standout takeaways emerge. First, collaboration builds your community and net worth. Second, rejection serves as a redirection, or it simply means not right now. Third, focusing on solving problems and addressing root causes for your clients is paramount in entrepreneurship. Today, we're celebrating a significant milestone. It's hard to believe, but we've reached episode 190. Marking the 1 year anniversary since the podcast began. As we continue refining our approach, instead of multiple episodes each week, we'll now release one episode every Monday featuring guests from the same industry over 2 to 5 weeks. Reflecting on the past year, I've learned a great deal from the 189 guests we've had so far. Each has shared valuable wisdom, detailing their journeys, including challenges and successes, leading them to where they are today. While I can't cover all 189 episodes here, I've chosen three standout episodes to highlight. On episode one, we had Crystal sharing her insights on collaboration and the importance of linking arms with others. Let's listen to a short clip of what Crystal had to say.
It's us against one another. That makes us fight for pushing that door open, kicking each other out of the way, not leaving the door open behind us for the next female to come through because we're worried that she's going to get our clients or because we're worried she'll get there before us. It's not our fault. It's because of the lack of opportunities. And so the mission behind the Mom Link is to cancel that culture of competition and actually create our own opportunities. You know, just because the world at large doesn't have these equal opportunities for women, who's to say that we as women, as the leaders that we are, that we can't build our own opportunities, that we can't close that gap by linking arms together, being a part of community, and actually changing and closing that gap together. And I believe it's through collaboration. When women collaborate, literally the doors of opportunity begin to open, especially women in business and female entrepreneurs. And the last thing I want to say about it as well, about collaboration. I think we think about collaborating, okay, let me collaborate with somebody who's not doing the same thing as me. I encourage you today, if you're listening right now, I encourage you to think outside of the box and actually look at collaborating with exactly the people who are in your field, who are in your area of expertise, who are in the same industry as you. Because one, they know things that you do not know. They have gone through life experiences throughout their journey in building their business that are unique to them and different from yours. They have skills, they have referrals, they have connections that you don't have. They have a whole community and network that you could tap into by simply collaborating with one another.
Not only do I fully agree with her, but Crystal has personally made an impact in my life, her business, and the community she has cultivated. I'll include the link to her full episode in the show notes so you can check it out. This sentiment has always resonated with me. Being a part of a team and a community means everything to me. Since moving to Denver, I've only recently started networking in person because of the beautiful global community I've been a part of. As I've begun cultivating my own community here, meeting like-minded individuals and connecting with people who are making a positive impact in the community in such beautiful ways, individuals with hearts of gold. Then on episode 52, I had Sue share her insights on rejection, and she highlighted its significance as a not right now, emphasizing the importance of building the know, like, and trust factor. Let's listen to a short clip of what Sue had to say.
How you started with tap dancing as a little girl and then the amount that you amounted to. But what do you think in that journey, because especially in the film industry and Broadway and everything along those lines, there's a lot of rejection. Same with entrepreneurship. So how did you handle that, like growing up in that world?
I love rejection. Rejection means not now. Rejection means it's not the right one for you. For every 20 auditions, you get one callback. For every 20 callbacks, you get one job. That's 399 no's before you get a yes. You know, so I will always tell anyone, when you go into that audition, you think you're auditioning for that show, but you're not. You're letting the people behind the table know who you are, so that next time they have a role that's a perfect fit for you, they already have you in their minds. So I think it's about building those relationships over time. Once you do a show and you've proven that you can show up on time and you're not crazy and you're off book and you have a positive attitude and you're really a team player, you're going to get a million more jobs without auditioning because people know they can trust you.
Rejection was always a challenge for me, especially coming from a background of people pleasing. However, since venturing into entrepreneurship, I've learned to interpret it no as a not right now. This shift has profoundly impacted my business, helping me understand that I'm not meant for everyone. It's a reminder that timing is crucial. And if something isn't happening right now, it might be because something better is in store or a different path to explore. And speaking of timing, I have a personal story to share. For 3 years, I longed to move to Chicago, but it just wasn't happening. I was literally trying everything, almost decided to go back to being a full-time employee because I really just wanted to move to Chicago. However, when I decided on Colorado, everything fell into place effortlessly. It took only deciding in May to move in July of 2021. And then serendipitously, I met my now husband just a month later. It taught me that when things align, there's often such ease compared to forcing things to happen. Sometimes what we think we want isn't what's meant for us. And when we let go and trust the process, amazing things can unfold. I'll include the link to Sue's full episode in the show notes so you can check it out as well. Lastly, on episode number 44, Irma shared practical insights on problem solving, stressing the importance of identifying the root cause. Let's listen to a snippet of her insights.
About WinX is a problem-solving model to win exponentially with customers, employees, and your bottom line. So whether you have employees or not, it's about problem-solving and decision-making. And every decision we make, every issue we act on, creates our reputation, right? And it impacts other people in one way or another. Absolutely. So, you know, if you're having a problem making decisions, and most decisions, believe it or not, are emotional. And so if you can have a structured problem solving model, so you can go for even from, you know, what is the real problem? I mean, I just talked, you know, to somebody who had a problem with their sink, and what they didn't think they had, but you know, there was a little leak in their faucet and they just kept wiping it up. Well, what she didn't realize, she told me, was that wasn't the problem. The problem was the pipe below. So she had to have the whole floor replaced, right? So if you're not looking at what's the real problem and then what's the root cause of the problem, who's it impacting right now? So all of those issues, what are different methods of problem solving? What are the pros and the cons? What worked best for me?
In business, the key to making an impact often lies in addressing customer pain points. For instance, in our company, Solar All Over, my husband and I focus on tackling rising utility rates and promoting environmental sustainability across 35 states. In Irma's 8-step process, she detailed in her book, WinX, provides a structured approach to problem solving and helping entrepreneurs navigate the heart of the issue. This method has been invaluable in my own experiences. Even in my previous career as a therapist, I learned the importance of digging deeper to understand underlying issues. For more insights from Irma's episode, check out the full show notes. I had a dream to be an entrepreneur, and now I've been one for 6.5 years and counting. Reflecting on this journey, I'm reminded of Dr. Luther King Jr.'s words, "Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase." Each step of this entrepreneurial journey has been a testament to faith, perseverance, and the power of dreams. As we continue forward, let's remember the lessons learned from each guest, the wisdom shared, and the challenges that have been overcome. Together, we're building a community of dreamers, innovators, and change makers. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Here's to many more years of entrepreneurship, growth, and making dreams a reality. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep innovating, and keep designing your path to success. This has been Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. See you in the next episode.